Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code TODD for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Are your investments aligned with your values today? Find out with 48 Financial's free investment analysis. They specialize in biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith and values. Plus, they do the heavy lifting so you can focus on your purpose. Visit 48financial.com/Todd to take advantage of this free offer. 48 Financial, because your money should reflect your values.
Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Our research team has found a perfect solution to solve any man's ED problem, erectile dysfunction. Even the word is a bummer. And those pharmacy pills are expensive. But when you call our special toll-free number, you can always buy 40 to 50 pills for around $2 each. At your pharmacy, you could spend up to $65 for just one pill. Our price is around $2. And our formula works virtually the same as the expensive pills. We even deliver them to your door in a confidential package so you don't have to go anywhere. Just pick up the phone and order 40 to 50 highly effective ED pills for around $2 each. It's a no-brainer. You'll save hundreds of dollars and you'll have our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to order 40 to 50 ED pills with no prescription for around $2 each.
Call Steelman now at 800-510-5876. 800-510-5876. That's 800-510-5876.
Hi, I'm Shannon Ballman-Tice, owner of Payroll Restoration. I help businesses fix broken payroll. You might have heard the IRS stopped sending notices when COVID hit, but that doesn't mean they forgot about you. There are now thousands of businesses waking up to IRS letters about payroll inconsistencies going back as far as 2020. If you've received one of these notices, I can help. You can find me at payrollrestoration.com. Book a call today.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code TODD for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89 and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code TODD to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code TODD.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. That's old news. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, you now have tons of options. Save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect. We scan your location and offer you the best TV and internet options. And we always have specials and promotions. So when you call, ask about that. Take 5 minutes of your time. Make this free call now and learn how to save money and get better internet and TV for your home anywhere in the U.S. Make this simple and free call now.
800-697-0433. 800-697-0433. 800-697-0433. That's 800-697-0433.
Attention, you're listening to The Todd Huff Show, America's home for conservative, not bitter talk and education. Be advised, the content of this program has been documented to prevent and even cure liberalism, and listening may cause you to lean to the right. And now, coming to you from the Full Suite Wealth Studios, here's your conservative but not bitter host, Todd Huff.
Ah, yes, my friends, you have tuned in ever so successfully, ever so wisely to America's Home for Conservative, Not Bitter Talk. I'm your host, the one, the only, the ever so beloved, Todd Huff. Even out there on social media, on TikTok, you know what I'm going to do today? I'm going to take some time to express some concerns that people on the left have. There are some legitimate concerns, but I got to tell you, they're not capable. 9 out of 10 of them are incapable of expressing their concerns without making it some sort of a personal attack. And listen, I don't care. I got broad shoulders. It doesn't matter to me what these people say about me. I do find it interesting that this is, I mean, look, from the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. The amount of anger and rage coming out of these individuals is unbelievable to me. If you want to see, you can go to our TikTok page, which, by the way, I should tell you, we have recently, and by recently, I mean, I guess technically yesterday, we have revamped our email newsletter. For a while back, originally we had what was called the Semi-Sweet Morsels of Truth. That was our initial weekly newsletter. That evolved into a weekly column called the Conservative Not Bitter column. But as we've evolved and continue to try to streamline and give you more content in a more timely way, we've actually changed our newsletter. It's a daily newsletter called The Daily Truth. It'll have the Todd Talk in it. It'll have some of these exchanges that I'm having on social media. Sometimes I call it the stupidest thing I've heard today. Sometimes I'll call it the lunatics of the left. But I'll put some of these screenshots of social media comments that I've gotten, and we'll talk about those because I've got so many to choose from, especially from TikTok. And we put a summary of what's going on out there in the news. This is designed to give you conservative commentary without the bitterness, straightforward analysis. It comes to your email inbox daily. I think we will eventually give an option to get that weekly instead of daily as well. Just there's so many things out there, and there's a lot of content, things that we talk about here, things that can be expounded upon a little bit in our online newsletter. It's called The Daily Truth. You can go to toddhuffshow.com/truth. That's where you can go to sign up for free for the newsletter. It goes out daily in the afternoons. We're kind of revamping, or I guess tightening that, reining that in as to exactly when that'll go out. But that's the plan. toddhuffshow.com/truth if you want to sign up to receive that. Okay, my friends. So here's what we're going to do today. I want to talk here in the opening segment about the ICE raids and the national guard debate that's being had. I'm going to play a clip of the program, this program that I posted to TikTok. We post short clips onto TikTok of the program to promote the show, to try to reach people on that platform. We don't have a ton of... Listen, this program was built to be first and foremost a talk radio program. We're on 21 stations now. Estimated to reach several hundred thousand people every day. But we haven't had a lot... We haven't spent a lot of time on certain places like social media. TikTok is one that, you know, for a while we were getting a lot of traction. I don't know if we've been shadow banned or whatever. I don't know. But I do know that I'm on the liberal side, the left side of TikTok right now. So I posted this clip from, I think this was from yesterday's show. If it wasn't yesterday's show, it was Friday's show. I believe it was from yesterday's show. So let's listen to what I have to say here, and I want to read you some of the comments. I'm going to tell you what they say to me when I make a comment like this. This is a 28-second clip, which that's something else I don't think that these folks understand. This is a clip from an hour-long podcast radio show every day. This is not designed to have all the answers. This is designed to give you a feel of what we're talking about on the program, a feel of the way that I talk about the issues. It'll hopefully cause you to have questions or a response, engage with you. I welcome you on any platform that you find these videos to engage with us. I don't even care if you disagree. I don't even care if you get a little bit fired up at me. What I do, and I don't personally care, but I just don't take people seriously who say some of these things. It is remarkable to me where we have devolved as a society. When I tell you this is a fight against good and evil, I mean that. Listen, not everything is black and white. There are things that, perspective or preference come into play. But there is right and wrong in this world. There is black and white. There is good and evil. There is up and down, however you want to differentiate between these things. You can challenge me, but I don't understand the immediate need to do some of the things that these clowns and jokers do. It entertains me. I know that they think it like hurts my feelings, but it literally, I get a kick out of this. I don't care. And to boot, every time they comment, they're helping us reach more people by telling the algorithm that this is content that people are engaging with. So I want to play the soundbite of me, little old me, on this program yesterday, talking about, this very issue that we're going to continue talking about here today, about governors. Why would a governor oppose the National Guard being sent into his or her state? Why would a mayor oppose this if you have a legitimate crime problem? Why would you oppose? Just tell me. I understand that there's questions. I'm not just saying, hey, let's just haphazardly do this. I'm saying that we have accepted a high crime rate in this country for a long time. I'm saying cities like Chicago, and by the way, a lot of these folks will comment and say, well, it's red cities too. Why doesn't he send it to the red cities? Well, it's very rarely is it a red city. It might be a blue city in a red state, but I don't care. None of that makes any difference to me. Why do people only care about politics when this is an issue that is literally impacting the lives of people in a very negative way? People that are being physically harmed, emotionally harmed from the physical harm, some people dealing with psychological outcomes, consequences of this sort of violence and behavior. You saw the video, which is in my stack to get to later today, the video of the Ukrainian refugee who was brutally attacked and murdered on public transportation in Charlotte from an individual that was behind her that had a violent criminal. Why was that guy even on the streets? There are so many questions, but people want to see red and blue instead of seeing right and wrong, instead of saying, let's protect people like that young lady. Look, you can't prevent every atrocious crime from happening, but if there are people who are on the streets who clearly should not be on the streets for breaking the law in the past, why are, and they still should be paying a consequence for I'm not, saying people should be locked away forever, but why are they getting let out early? Why was there a movement a few years ago that was defund the police? Why were people on the left telling us not that long ago, metaphorically 5 seconds ago, that we need fewer law enforcement officers on the streets and more people answering 911 calls who are like counselors, people who can counsel people? What does a counselor? Listen, I'm not here to bash counseling, but counseling is after the immediate harm. Counseling is what you deal with in the aftermath. If you need to seek professional help in counseling, you deal with that after you are secure and safe from the immediate harm that is around you, that may befall you. That is when counseling comes. And what are these people? We had the Chaz and Chop, who I joked about on this program several years ago. They overtook part of the city of Seattle. They took over several blocks downtown. I remember telling you on this program, because it's absolutely insane and crazy, but there was quite literally, travel sites had destinations that they had put to Chaz and Chop. I don't know if it was sites plural, but I know that it was one of them because I talked about it on this program. And those lunatics, those leftist lunatics, they had taken over the city or part of the city of Seattle. They called it Chaz or Chop. They couldn't even agree on the name of the place, this great empire of Chaz and Chop. And the empire lasted. We had to measure it in hours. I remember it was measured in hours, barely in days. And the empire lasted as long as the orange wedges and the Capri Suns were in the coolers that mom packed for them. They had to run back home when it was time to do a load of laundry, which we know that it took a little time. They wore the same underwear a couple of times, but you get the idea. Why do we have that? This sort of stuff is happening. This is completely inexcusable behavior. Why did we have, in the wake of Ferguson, Missouri, Michael Brown, Officer Darren Wilson, why did we have justification for violence in the city? Why? When we got the full story, it was nothing like we were told. Hands up, don't shoot, did not happen. Don't tell me. I got comments of people telling me that everyone wants to stop crime. And what are you talking about? I literally see people pushing things like cashless bail, and they want to see leniency given to people who are violent offenders. If someone is here illegally and they've been charged with a crime, there are people who are quite literally blocking ICE agents from being able to apprehend them. Why? What is wrong with people? What is wrong with people? Here's what I said yesterday on the program. They got some comments that I'm going to share with you. And then I'm going to do my best to actually tell you what the real objections and questions are. Since these folks, I'm telling you, I'm conservative, not better. There is not a comparable leftist not bitter out there. Left has come to mean incredibly bitter and full of rage. And it's because it is built upon, the radical left's worldview and ideology is built upon a morally bankrupt system. I will stand firmly on saying that. That is what they are. That is what they're built upon. That is who they are, what they believe. They are built upon a morally bankrupt system. And they're angry. They're infuriated. They can't find a way to be unbitter or not bitter as we are here. If you're a leftist and you think that you can be not bitter, I welcome you. I welcome you to have discourse with me on social media. Who knows? I might even bring you on this program and have something discussed here on the show. I don't know. We'll have to see. I don't know. I don't have bleep buttons that are as that I could trigger quickly enough for how some of these lunatics behave. But I want to play this clip, and I want to read some of the comments, and then I'm going to tell you what the real objections and questions are, which I fully recognize. I fully recognize and am willing to talk about with any adult in the room. Here are my comments from yesterday. And there they go. Bear with me here. I'm connected. The amount of times that I do this, and I check this before the show, and then it doesn't work when I need it. Let's try this again. It's not working again. I tell you what. So,
As I'm trying to figure this out in the background here, let me remind you here, give you a word from one of our partners here at the Todd Huff Show, and let's talk about something important. Let's talk about our money. We've worked hard for our money. The left wants to take all of our money. Did you see, by the way, the left, this is in the stack of stuff too. There are more people in the Democrat Party today who have a favorable view of socialism than they have of capitalism. It's something like 44% have a favorable view of capitalism, 62%, I'm going from memory, but it's something like that, have a favorable view of socialism. So, but we've worked hard for it. It's your money first and foremost, but is it working hard for what you believe in? At 48 Financial, they specialize in biblically responsible investing. That means they screen out companies that do not align with your faith and your values. On top of that, 48 Financial will help you create a plan that fits your goals and your purpose. The best part is they will show you right now how your current investments stack up against your values. All you have to do is go to 48financial.com/Todd to take a quick assessment. It's painless. It's quick. It's easy to do. I did it. You can do it as well, and you'll get some information that you might find helpful in determining how you invest your money. That's 48financial.com/Todd. 48 Financial, helping us align our money with our mission. I'm going to try this again. I've tried this a couple of times here, and it is just not, I don't know why. I mean, it literally is connected here to my sound device, and it just doesn't want to cooperate. So I'll have to probably address this after the break. But so what I said was, let me give you a summary of what I said since I can't play this. I said, why in the world would governors not want to have support from the National Guard if violence in their cities is bad, needs to be reduced, is out of control? Now, I get politics. I understand. You know, my son asked me, I shared this on this program. My son asked me some time ago, Dad, what is politics? And I thought about it for a minute and I said, you know what, son? Politics is the art of taking credit for everything that your constituents like that's happening in the world around them. And it's the art simultaneously of assigning all of the blame for everything your constituents don't like to your political opponents and political adversaries. It's about posturing. It's about perspective. It's about determining an image, trying to create a brand, so to speak. It's doing actually very little, but it's the art of taking the credit for the good things, and it's the, what I want to say, the art of passing the blame on the bad things. It reminds me of the clip from The Office when Michael Gary Scott, tells David Wallace, who is the CFO. At one point, he was the owner of Dunder Mifflin. He started the CFO. Anyway, he told David Wallace when he got into trouble, David, I'll be honest, I want all the credit and none of the blame. That's what politics is, my friends. And so I get that. I get that there's a danger in being caught saying we need the federal government to come in here. I get that, especially when the federal government is controlled by the party who is in opposition to you, who is your political adversary. I get it. I also get that the left doesn't want to have what I just did. They don't want to rehash how many things that they have done that have stood in the way of actual law enforcement and the reduction of violent crime. They were the ones. No matter how many times they try to tell you that it's not the case, the left absolutely, positively, unequivocally is responsible for the concept of one of my tech things just shut down here. No, it didn't. I don't know if it did or not. I'm having technical problems all around here. But they are the ones, the left are the ones who shut down or had the intention of shutting down law enforcement or revamping them tremendously. They're the ones who started the movement that was defund the police, 100%. They come up with this. They came up with this. This was something that they were saying back in 2020. They act like they weren't, but they did. They're the ones who want less enforcement. They're the ones who create excuses. They're the ones who are on the side of defending the criminals more often than not. The only quote-unquote criminal they seem interested in getting equal or getting even with, getting back at, is President Donald Trump, who, again, asked them to explain to you the 34 felonies he was supposedly, allegedly convicted of. Asked them to do that. They can't explain what happened. They can't explain why it was applied to him, why he was basically the first person in history to be tried even for these things. And they also, they want to say the number 34 because it seems overwhelming when you realize it's really one accusation, one charge that was repeated 34 times by statute, then you'll understand there's one thing. I mean, it quickly comes apart here. Anyway, so here we are, my friends, trying to deal with this conversation about crime. And the left doesn't want to politically take it on the chin. So they've been telling us that crime is improving in their cities. I have a lot of doubts about these numbers. I do. I have a lot of doubt about these numbers. Now, people seem to only want, people on the left anyway, only have questions about the numbers when Trump is in charge. In fact, I had someone on social media say to me when I said, I don't understand how someone could see the success that we've had in Washington, D.C. when Trump has taken over federal law enforcement there, D.C. law enforcement, and sent in the National Guard. I don't understand how you could look at that, at those results. Remember, this is a city that is occupied by huge numbers of people who are on the left, huge numbers of people on the left. This is a very, very, it's 90%+ Democrat, liberal, leftist. They are all, I mean, some of them are protesting, don't get me wrong, but they're not protesting the results. They're protesting the fact that the National Guard is there. If you ask the people who live there, they'll tell you almost to a person that it's significantly safer. Even people who aren't Trump fans are saying good things about what's happened here. My only question is why? What is so dangerous? What is the real threat here? And I'm going to go through some of these. Here's what one individual said, freedom, that's the risk. Armed forces on the streets of our cities and towns. Perceived liberty isn't actual freedom. What's next? Curfews, posting people at every corner, incentivizing citizens to turn each other in. What else? That's the question. Well, I mean, listen, there. First of all, National Guard troops, are not used to enforce the law in a very limited way. They're not out there making arrests. They're supporting the local law enforcement, whether that be federal law enforcement with ICE or whether that be local law enforcement in, say, Washington, D.C. They're supporting them. They have a presence there to deter crime. They have a presence there to support what's happening and to get rid of the people who are causing the violence in the streets. Who said anything about, I mean, there have been curfews, but there's curfews placed on cities when there is a lot of violence in the city. We're trying to deter that. Listen, what is the threat to a person here? No one here, they're not being used outside of the law. They're not being used in an offensive sort of way, other than just to regain control of these cities. So I got more to say about this, my friends, but I got to take a time out. I'm going to try to figure out what's going on with the audio so I can play that after the break, my friends. Sit tight. You're listening here to Conservative Not Bitter Talk. I am your host, the one and only Todd Huff, back in just a minute.
Our research team has found a perfect solution to solve any man's ED problem, erectile dysfunction. Even the word is a bummer. And those pharmacy pills are expensive. But when you call our special toll-free number, you can always buy 40 to 50 pills for around $2 each. At your pharmacy, you could spend up to $65 for just one pill. Our price is around $2. And our formula works virtually the same as the expensive pills. We even deliver them to your door in a confidential package so you don't have to go anywhere. Just pick up the phone and order 40 to 50 highly effective ED pills for around $2 each. It's a no-brainer. You'll save hundreds of dollars, and you'll have our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to order 40 to 50 ED pills with no prescription for around $2 each.
Call Steelman now at 800-510-5876. 800-510-5876. That's 800-510-5876.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code TODD for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emacs Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emacs Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emacs Tactical online and use code TODD for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emacstactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89 and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code TODD to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk Protein Powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. Call the Hotel Wiz right now. 800-507-3777.
Are your investments aligned with your values today? Find out with 48 Financial's free investment analysis. They specialize in biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith and values. Plus, they do the heavy lifting so you can focus on your purpose. Visit 48financial.com/Todd to take advantage of this free offer. 48 Financial, because your money should reflect your values.
Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. Homeschoolsafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code TODD.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Welcome back, my friends. I tell you, I've got... just played this soundbite during the break. If it doesn't work, that's because something is happening with my new tech configuration. So here we go. I'm going to try this again. If not, don't worry. I'll just move on to some of these other comments, and I'll do what I told you I was going to do, which is tell you what the real objections are, the real questions that people have would be, since they can't express themselves kindly with words. Here we go. And it's not doing it. There must be something with my configuration. I've changed some things here technically to where I can't play the soundbite because I just played it during the break. All right, so we'll live with that. But again, what were my comments? My comments were saying I need someone to explain to me what the risk is. What is the real risk here? Some people say freedom is the risk. Freedom how? I grant you, having federal law and, well, the National Guard, but law enforcement support. Anytime there's law enforcement, there's the possibility that it could be abused. But why? What specifically makes this riskier? It seems to me that the intended purpose of the National Guard, which is to help clean up violence in our city streets, outweighs, unless you can tell me specifically what it is that is so threatening about having the National Guard there. Here's a comment from a person who's on social media, says the name is Hennessy Williams, whatever you want to take from that. America will never tolerate a police state, he writes, full stop. He's only doing this, referring to Trump, because of Epstein and the economy that he's tanking. If you can't see that, you need to go into a rest home. Hennessy, thank you for your concern here. What is a police state? I mean, listen, when I talk about a police state, when I think about a police state, I think of a place that exists where we've lost our civil liberties. I think of laws that are invasive. I think, candidly, I go back to look at the response and how we behaved as a nation, not you and me, but our government, how we behaved during COVID. You talk about circumventing the law, making up the law. There's plenty of examples of how that was done during COVID by different governors and so forth, different cities, mayors, city councils, everything else. Those threats, those infringed upon people's liberties. What liberties are being infringed upon here? Are people being prevented from going to work? Are they being surveilled by these folks? I don't want to see that happening. I want the National Guard to support law enforcement. I want to see, you know what really is at stake here is you've got a political party who has been hell-bent on preventing the enforcement of federal law. That's what this is really the consequence of. We've had cities that have created themselves as sanctuary cities, as sanctuary states for states who say they are not going to cooperate with the federal government. They don't have to cooperate. Some of these have gone far beyond not simply refusing to cooperate. Some of these folks are actively trying to interfere with these proceedings. You've seen videos all over the place. And again, what is happening? There is an attempt to enforce the law. And it looks crazy to people, some people, because for the first time in a long time, the law is actually being enforced and being followed. There are laws on the books about being in this country illegally, and there are clear consequences for what happens. You shall be deported if you're not here legally. Yes, you can have a hearing before an immigration judge, but it's pretty cut and dry. There's not some drawn-out process where you need a jury. If you can't prove that you are legally able to be in this country, you will be deported. If you've committed a crime on top of that, you could face criminal charges in which you get due process rights that criminals would receive here in this country. But that doesn't mean that if you haven't committed a violent, heinous crime that you are somehow allowed to stay in this country. Trump has made it clear from the beginning that anyone who's here illegally can be deported. He's starting with those who are the most violent. He's starting with those who have questionable connections to gangs and things like that. But he doesn't have to do that. If you're here illegally, full stop. That's what this comment said. Full stop. America will never tolerate a police state. I agree with that. But America will never tolerate a lawless state either. You know, see, context matters. Nuance matters. If enforcing the law means that we have a police state, help the people who are on the other side of that argument. If enforcing immigration law, if enforcing laws against homicide, murder, if enforcing laws for those things constitutes a police state, then we've lost the ability to have a reasonable conversation. I don't want people spying on me. I don't want to be spying on anybody else. I don't want a secret police. I don't want to see the erosion of our liberties, of our civil rights and things like that. I don't want to see that. That's not what's happening here. You have an obvious situation where there's crime in the cities, and it's just candidly being ignored. It's being ignored until they realize that, hey, we've got to win elections, so now we got to tell people that we're having some success. And as Stephen Miller has said, Stephen Miller with the White House has said, in Washington, D.C., they've been miscategorizing things so as to make the numbers look better than they really are. I would suspect that same thing is happening all over the country. I can't prove that, but I have very good reason to think that. Again, it's an anecdote, it's a story, it's a tragic story, but the individual who murdered the refugee from Ukraine that was caught on video on public transportation, that individual, why was he out? Why are we allowing dangerous people with issues that have posed threats, that have done, you know, committed acts of violence allegedly in the past? Why are they back on the streets? Why aren't there longer and harsher consequences? Not to get even, but to protect people from what's going on. This sort of thing, the left is constantly defending the people who are committing the crimes, whether it be the simple crime of coming into this country illegally, whether it be of other heinous crimes. They don't really want to address the problem. If I know regular rank and file people want crime off their streets, but they've bought into these lies and to the propaganda that the left is actually trying to do something about it. What are they trying to do about it? Tell me, what are they doing about it? Now they want more resources for local law enforcement? What, so they can blow that money as well? I mean, these folks have not done anything. These are dangerous places, these cities in America. There's no doubt there's many dangerous cities. And the bar that we have set as acceptable for the amount of violence that exists in these cities is entirely too... There's too much violence that we have been conditioned to accept as a people. And what Trump is doing is absolutely necessary. And the left is forced to have to, I guess, defend crime in their cities. I got more to say about this, and I want to actually go through some of the real objections here, which I admit that there are some. Friends, maybe you've reached that stage where managing money feels more like juggling than just numbers. There's tax planning, there's estate work, there's investment choices, there's a whole lot more. That's when family office services can really make a difference. Full Suite Wealth brings all those pieces together into one cohesive strategy. Their family office services give you access to a coordinated team with advanced options strategies, with private equity, with private credit, legal expertise, all under one roof. It's about simplifying your financial life, my friends. Planning for the future, making sure your legacy stays strong for generations. Are you ready for that next level of support? If so, visit FullSuiteWealth.com. That's FullSuiteWealth.com. Build your legacy. Secure your future. We're talking about rebuilding our cities and securing these cities. That's what we're talking about here. There are legitimate questions and concern. Now, there's a term that you will find that you may have heard bantered about, talked about, called posse comitatus. There's two ways to say it. I say posse comitatus. But there's another way to say that. But effectively, this is the law that pertains to how the National Guard can be used. If it's under the federal control, under the president, it allows, this law allows for support roles to be allowed and some very limited sort of arrest capabilities and so forth. Otherwise, it starts off, the National Guard is under the control of governors. That's why this cooperation is ultimately necessary. But if the federal government sends in the National Guard, it can be used in a very limited sort of way. Now, what are people concerned about? Well, I'm going to get to those things in a moment after the break. They're concerned about three or four or five different things, and I want to talk about these responsibly because I hear their concern when they're able to voice them, or even when they're not able to voice them, which we're going to talk about that again on the other side of the break. Quick time out for me, my friends. You're listening here to Conservative Not Bitter Talk. I'm your host, Todd Huff. Back in just a minute.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code Todd to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emacs Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emacs Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emacs Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emacstactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
Let me tell you about my brother. He owns a mechanic shop, and he's been receiving all these notices from the IRS about missing payroll forms going back to 2021, ones I know he sent in. Luckily, I'm a payroll restoration specialist, and I'm helping him figure out what's missing and make things right with the IRS so he doesn't have to stress about it. If you find yourself in the same boat as my brother, then let me help fix the problem for you. Find a link to book a call at payrollrestoration.com.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek, explore, taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold. gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Welcome back, my friends. Third and final segment of today's program. Let me remind you, my friends, take care of your heart health. I know diet and exercise are great places to start. We all should think about diet and exercise, taking care of our bodies, using our bodies, fueling them the right way, reducing the amount of junk we put in there, that sort of stuff. But we should also think about taking care of our heart proactively. You know, heart disease is a big killer in this nation. And so one of the things you can do, it's a great place to start, is take Solti. Solti soft gels that are designed and proven by science, my friends, to help reduce and lower cholesterol. So all you have to do is take two Solti soft gels a day. I do this, by the way. Take a couple of Solti soft gels, and it's been proven. It's helped a lot of folks lower their cholesterol. It may be able to do the same for you. Check it out at Solti.com, S-O-L-T-E-A, Solti.com. Use my name, Todd, during the checkout process. You're going to save 50% on your first order, and you'll get free shipping as well. Again, the only thing you have to lose are those high cholesterol numbers. Solti.com, S-O-L-T-E-A, promo code Todd. All right, I'm going to go through some of the real objections, and these are real concerns and objections. Sending in the National Guard. Number one, the risk of just militarization. So the critics would say, look, you're sending in a bunch of people, soldiers who aren't police. You're sending in tanks, which isn't really true. They don't send in tanks. They send in Humvees and other equipment like that. But they're not sending in tanks. They're not going to war. But they say, look, it feels like it's a war zone. That's what it feels like. So I get that. But let me ask you this. What does it feel like when crime is high? What does it feel like when violent crime is happening all around you? What does it feel like? Does it not feel like a war zone when you look in your parking lot in your apartment building and you see, as I saw the other day on video, that there were five windows busted out of vehicles that were parked in broad daylight outside their apartment complex? Five vehicles just had smash and grab attempts. All of them were just sitting there, windows busted open, nothing being done about it. Listen, that's not even the most violent types of crime. I'm saying, what does it feel like when your city has basically been taken over? You've heard about places around the world and in certain extremely violent places where there's no-go zones, where law enforcement doesn't even go in certain places. I'm not saying that's happening in these cities. I'm just simply saying that's kind of the worst case scenario. It's become the Wild West. There's no law and order there. You're on your own, I guess. Guard deployments are support. That's what this is. They're about building barriers, moving equipment, watching cameras. They're not patrolling the streets with rifles. In fact, if you've seen the folks in Washington, D.C., you see that they're in their fatigues, but they're not strapped with rifles there. That's just not what's happening. They're not going door to door. They're there to support law enforcement and to get a grip on what's happening in our nation's cities. Now, there's concerns about civil liberties. Listen, I'm concerned about civil liberties all the time. We all should be on the lookout for risks against threats against our civil liberties. Now, I've been doing some studying and learning some things about this nation's early founding. Something that's been fascinating to me for a long time. I love the history, American history I love. And, you know, there when we started as a nation, the first attempt at governance was the Articles of Confederation. You know, a lot of people didn't want, and I don't either, they didn't want to go from one tyrannical government to another. They didn't want to go from the monarch, the King of England, and then establish for themselves the same sort of oppressive regime. And so the first attempt was actually super, super lenient, to where the federal government didn't really have the authority or the power to do anything. States' rights were too, they had too many rights because the federal government couldn't actually do anything about it. Listen, there is a role for government, and that role we have given that government through the Constitution. We the people have said, here is the consent we have given you to do these things. And one of those things in general is to protect people. Now, that doesn't mean that we're here to eliminate all threats of in life. That's impossible. That shouldn't even be the objective. But we're here to create a system of law and order, of justice, and to hold people accountable, to try to deter people from committing these crimes. And that is not a threat. Again, it can be. You can have people abuse things in any circumstance. But that in and of itself is not a risk. Troops, they say, might stop the wrong people. They might escalate certain situations. I say keep an eye on that. If that happens, then we need to address that, because that shouldn't be what we're trying to do here. By law, only the ICE and border agents can make the arrests. Guard support doesn't give them new arrest powers. That's not what this is about. Some people say we're going to have mission creep. The National Guard isn't supposed to be policing our streets, and now suddenly they're going to change their mission. Listen, I think we should be aware of this. I think we should be mindful of this. But until there's any direct evidence that it's happening, it's just an unsubstantiated fear and concern. Critics say, what happens if a governor refuses the support? Well, it can be federalized, and if it's federalized, then we have this posse comitatus come into effect, limiting what can be done with the National Guard. There are steps and processes here. Listen, I get that there are concerns. I'm sympathetic to that. What I'm not sympathetic to is all the hate and the vitriol that's out there, just people screaming for no reason. I gotta go, SDG.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. Homeschoolsafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Hi, I'm Shannon Ballman-Tice, owner of PayrollRestoration.com. I fix broken payroll. A client came to me after their business partner died. That partner was the one who did all the payroll. Well, at least they were supposed to. It was discovered payroll returns hadn't been filed correctly since 2016. I've been able to take away the stress surrounding the threatening IRS and state letters. If you have payroll problems, find a link to book a call at PayrollRestoration.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code TODD to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emacs Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emacs Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emacs Tactical online and use code TODD for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emacstactical.com. EMACS Tactical.com.